Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
As always, again, you may bring up what you want. There's a lot in the news to talk about here tonight, including, a Supreme Court decision regarding Border Patrol, and I guess they can just search your house if they want to now, apparently, if you're in the right places.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard. I've not read the details on the case. I'll try to learn a little bit more about it. It was something I found right before the show, but definitely caught my attention. Also, speaking of the Supreme Court, Matt, you had a story tonight about one of the so-called justices, the men and women wearing robes at the Supreme Court. I guess they were targeted, allegedly, by an assassin?
Yeah, so Nicholas Roske, or Rosk, R-O-S-K-E, had plans to go kill Brett Kavanaugh at his home in Maryland. And, yeah, I know about this because I read it on the front page of the New York Times. And when I say front page of the New York Times, I mean, here's what the front page of the New York Times says in a tiny little spot about 1 inch by 1 inch. Arrest near home of justice. Officials said an armed man who went to Maryland with plans to kill Justice Brett M. Kavanaugh has been charged with attempted murder. You would think that when some whack job goes to murder someone as high level and important as a Supreme Court justice, that it would make bigger news on the cover of the New York Times.
But it's just got a little blurb.
Little blurb. And it tells you to go back into the, 20th page of Section
really?
A. Yeah, they put it on the full story is on the 20th page of Section A of the New York Times. Well, guess what? It turns out the wacko wingnut killer who was going to kill a Supreme Court justice was a left winger.
Oh.
Go figure.
Yeah, so that's
why it got buried.
We want to bury that news as hard as we can.
Well, just like the Buffalo shooter is a left wing authoritarian, and they didn't mention that.
It's so often. And, we get it. The newspapers are extremely left slanted. Everything's left slanted. But when it comes to people of your shared political belief are going out to murder government
doesn't matter
employees,
who really
it doesn't really matter who really. It just seems like you should run the story and run it honestly. So
what, was he very public about doing this?
Well, the FBI says he flew under their radar, which would be they're behind these guys.
You mean they weren't tipped off because they don't really do a good job.
Yeah, no, they're awful at what they do, unless if you're talking about the horrible things that they do, like the did you see the story about the pizza guy who was terribly depressed and suicidal, whatever, and he had a catfish. Is it catfish?
Okay.
They're trying to catfish him. Some lady FBI agent was trying to get him to go kill people. And he kept saying, no, 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 I'm not going to go kill anybody.
Right, they were trying to take advantage of, I saw this story as well. They're trying to take advantage of a guy in a serious mental problem in a
bad
state.
Stress.
And he refused, right?
Refused to do it.
And then, so what did they cook up?
They arrested him on a gun charge.
Oh, jeez. They're always going to find something.
So because he wouldn't go along with what they wanted him to do, they trumped something up against him.
And mind you, what they wanted him to do was go kill people.
Right.
Yeah, but you guys hear about when the FBI raided several businesses and a home and took their crypto and all kinds of other stuff. You know all about that, right?
I do, Crypto 6. Crypto 6.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I can't believe they did that.
And they're still prosecuting myself and Aria, unfortunately, and we're now facing dozens of charges.
It's unfortunate.
With no victims.
Nope. And they will continue.
Oh, no. They're saying the banks
Oh, the
they're
bank,
saying the banks.
Wait, how much you owe them?
The victims. They haven't identified any amount.
So yeah. $0.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, man, you guys are criminals.
10-year minimum sentence on just one of the charges.
My God.
Yeah. Battle-hardened yeah. terrorists, these.
Yeah. So, okay, tell me more about this guy. I mean, what do you know about anything about
this
person?
I think the most important part of the story isn't the guy. I think the most important part of the story is that the news is not to be, you shouldn't even bother reading it at this point. Like, what is in it that is worth knowing?
Oh, it's well, straight propaganda.
It's straight propaganda.
Sure.
WMUR tells me the weather every morning, and I question it. You
right,
know, like,
yeah.
Are they lying? Is this a lie? Is it really going to be 81 degrees today? Are
mm-hmm.
they, you know, nothing about it can be trusted. And that's even our like little home regional area. You know, the Sentinel. What's the one out of Manchester?
The Union Leader.
The Union Leader. You read it, and it's just I don't know where they're getting their stories filtered to them from, but it's just straight propaganda, even on the little level.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe anybody takes any of their personal information from it by which they guide their personal belief set.
Well, Jeremy Kaufman, who is the Free State Project Board of Directors member and the founder of both Library and was involved, I think, in Odyssey to some extent as well, the video sharing services online, he filed, I guess, today up in Concord, along with Carlin Borchenko, for the Libertarian Party's U.S. Senate and gubernatorial races, the two of them. And he's realistically not going to get any attention whatsoever on behalf of the mainstream media. One of his campaign advisors has been trying to reach out to, you mentioned WMUR, for listeners that don't know, that's basically the one TV station that New Hampshire has. You know, most places are used to having more than one. We get one. And
little.
Yeah, so they won't return phone calls. Maybe we should all return emails.
We should all just call in to WMUR.
We should get the listeners to call into WMUR.
Yeah.
How many people are listening to have telephones and can call WMUR New Hampshire and say, hey, we want to hear more about Jeremy Kaufman, the libertarian blah, 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 and Carlin Borchenko.
Well, they got like a public tip line. That's how I would do it.
I presume they do. Yeah, most TV news stations do. But
Phone floods have worked in the past.
The fix is in.
You know, the fix is in all the time.
Always been the case. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, when you and I filed for office, Matt, and as I know you have done within the last day and I did last week, we filed as Republicans because, now I know I'm not going to get any attention because I'm running in a Republican primary against another Republican and everybody knows I'm a libertarian. But you got some attention last time around because you made it through the primary.
I beat the one guy who always runs Republican. He's actually got a name for himself. His name's Jerry Sickles, right? Doesn't Jerry Sickles?
I thought you both ended up on the ballot.
Did we? I don't know. I came.
You beat him,
more,
I think, in the votes.
Yeah, I came in with more votes than he had. Yeah. So.
But you got through the primary, and so you actually got some news media attention because you had an R next to your name.
That's right.
And so that's what makes the difference.
Is that like a pirate thing?
There is such a thing as the Pirate Party.
Oh, really?
They don't exist in New Hampshire that I'm aware of, but it is a thing. It was founded in, I don't know if it was the Netherlands, somewhere in Europe, out of Sweden or something like that. They basically stand for the end of intellectual property. That's kind of their main thing. And they take some pretty anarchist.
Oh, this was the Pirate Bay people, right?
Well, I don't want to
directly associate them for a second.
I don't know if they per se were involved in the founding of it. The guy who was the most well-known is a guy named Rick Falkvinge.
How did you say that?
I've met him in real life, so I know how to pronounce his name. But he was at Anarcho Polco a couple of years. And
okay.
Good, you know, pretty decent guy. But yeah, if you like alternative parties and you don't like the libertarians for whatever reason, the Pirate Party's a thing.
You know, in New York, I'm from New York originally, and there are like a dozen political parties, and the ballots are flooded. But here in New Hampshire, we have D or R.
Back in Rhode Island, there was this guy. He's really fed up with like Pawtucket, Rhode Island, specifically, and he started his own party called Sick of Scandals. So
nice.
It was great.
Is it still going?
I don't know if he ran again, but that
it's
was
hard.
You
it's
could
hard
just name your party anything. Yeah.
Can you actually get on the ballot?
Yes, it says Sick of Scandals.
Wow.
Next to your name.
Oh, that's pretty decent.
if you want that sort of thing.
Because it is difficult to get third parties on the ballot in a lot of places. Anyway, if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. Somebody in the chat room pointing out that the U.S. House has passed a gun control bill, and I did see some of the details on that. It looks pretty ugly. Have you been following that at all, Matt?
A little bit.
All right, we can talk about that coming up, too. The number is 603-283-6160, because I imagine it's going to pass the Senate, and that's not going to be good for gun owners in the United States. Will it actually encourage them to secede? That's the ultimate question. You can join us here and bring up what you...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Coming up, the details on the gun control legislation package that they're working on in D.C. Maybe it won't make it through the Senate. We'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up here with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Phones are open, as always, and if you really want liberty in your lifetime, our co-host Mark, who should be rejoining us here in the next couple of days for a few weeks, he's coming back to New Hampshire for a bit.
Nice.
He's going to be speaking, that's before he goes on a tour. He's going to Vegas for Freedom Fest. We can tell you about that a little bit later on, but also the Free Cities Foundation is having their annual conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. Third, they'll be showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress, and they'll explore physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. Free Private Cities is offering Free Talk Live listeners a 20% discount on tickets, which you can get by using code FTL20 at the checkout. Go to lifetimeliberty.com, use code FTL20, and go to Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. If you want to follow the conference on Twitter, their handle is at LibertyIOL, as in Liberty in Our Lifetime. And you can get your tickets early to get the early bird discount, plus the 20% off with code FTL20 at lifetimeliberty.com. So we're going to go back to or to your phone calls and thoughts here to kick things off on the phones. We got Renee calling us from Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Sorry, Renee, we have you now. Go ahead. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it radio friendly, but I'm curious because it's in one of my coworkers, I met lots of people. How come is it that, like in LGBT community, when a man aspires to be a woman, they try to be as beautiful as possible, friendly, sexy, and nice, and they're nice to women that they're trying to, they want to be. Yet, on the other side, if a woman aspires to be a man, sometimes they're nice people, but sometimes they're like full of toxic masculinity, like, and then they dress bad, like they have man hate. Why is this disparity?
Let me see if I'm following what you're asking here. You're asking when a woman, somebody born biologically as a woman, is transitioning to become a man.
No. I mean, sometimes, but they're biologically a man, but they sometimes get operations like Bruce Jenner, and he tries to look pretty. Or RuPaul looks like a very good-looking woman. I think it's just dress. Yet on the other aisle, sometimes when the woman wants to be a man, instead of being friendly to men or trying to be a handsome, good-looking man, they dress bad and they actually are toxic and confrontational with men.
Okay, I thought
like they want to be.
I feel like I was understanding what you were saying. You're talking about someone who's a biological woman trying to then transition to be a man. You're saying you don't like how some of them behave?
I mean, I know it's a disparity. Like, the one that tries to be the woman does the best job they can. They're friendly to women. Yet the one that wants to be a man, sometimes they're nice to men.
You know, I gotta say, I've never met one. I've met some people who are biologically male who are transitioning to female. Aria Demezzo, for instance, is.
I was gonna say,
is on our show.
My co-host here, Ian, speaking. He actually has a pet tranny. And
you're talking about Aria?
Yeah. And Aria would be a really good person to ask that question, because if anybody's,
she's probably met somebody.
Probably she's probably deeper into that community than we are.
Might I switch to gun control then if I don't have the right?
Sure, Joe, I mean, have you ever encountered a female transitioning to a male? And
if I did, I wouldn't have known. Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't.
I met some didn't have the money. I have coworkers like that. Some of them are nice people, and some of them have this toxic masculinity.
Maybe they feel like that's what they got to do to prove themselves, right?
Right.
Like they
want
to be a man, so they feel like that's how they act like a man.
They pressure themselves to be like that masculinity, and they let's get to their head. Is that what you're saying?
What's that, Renee?
It's even as that's the toxic. That's real toxic masculinity. It's toxic masculinity that even men don't like from another man. That's the kind of stuff you have fights over.
Well, they can't really fully relate sometimes. I'm just trying to play the little devil advocate there. I'm not really sure. I've never experienced
The catcalling, the bullying. I mean, there's some are very nice people, but sometimes they come out with the bullying, like, what a bad man would do.
How many of these have you met?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They seem so unkind. Are they really common down in Louisiana? Because, like, I don't know. Maybe they're just
I've worked with some. I had confrontation with some. I mean, one coworker, I'm in the hot sauce plant, and she told me something like, you'd stay in prison. And then when I got derogatory with her, she cried wolf and said to the woman supervisor, I'm not talking to her like a lady, but you're not talking like a lady. You're talking like the other guy in prison with me with the dirty remarks you use.
And this is at the hot sauce plant?
Yeah, different places. I work at a hot sauce plant. Now awesome. I'm driving a trash truck.
What did you want to say about gun control?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, gun control. Guns are very useful. I mean, it counts on the people. You know, the left, I mean, I know you're libertarian, but the left, the bad part about, I just don't like the left. The right's pretty bad, too, but I don't like the left. They want to control guns, but the proof is in the pudding. They want to control fossil fuel because we're hurting the planet. Next thing you know, they're going to control texting. We won't be able to have our phones like little kids because we wreck with them and we text.
Oh, no. They love have people having phones. It's a way to control people. They think that, the phones are basically an adult pacifier, and they're very, very useful to the state.
And they can also hack into them and watch what you're saying and things like that. They love for people to have phones.
Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Of course, they can monitor where you are at all times.
They can basically control a lot of decisions because a lot of people are, short-minded, like they short attention spans.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, like if they can get their phone to distract them on something, maybe they wouldn't go on down that rabbit hole.
Yep.
Or just for instance, not so much a conspiracy, but like literally they try to get us distracted into their routines so that they can market us.
If you want to weigh in here, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. He did mention gun control. That, of course, is heavy in the news. You had Matthew McConaughey showing up at the White House this week. Awfully coincidental that he happened to be born in Uvalde, Texas.
I know. What's up with that? What
are
the conspiracy theory world says about that?
It seems pretty obvious, right? Like, I think the conspiracy would be that the guy who did the shooting was, mind controlled or whatever by the federal government into doing it, and specifically in Uvalde.
Easy to believe.
Because Matthew McConaughey.
It was wacky. He was kind of like the Johnny Depp on the stand recently.
McConaughey?
Yeah, he seemed kind of wacky.
He's definitely crazy. I mean, he wants to control you, and he's a psychopath. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the majority Democrat committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members. As far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing, these New Yorkers telling NBC News,
"This is all just buying time, making people happy and do nothing.
Seems like this is becoming more of a reality show than what it really should be."
The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 638 points to close at 32,272. USA Radio News. Economists are preparing for the latest numbers to come out regarding inflation.
Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has become one of the key alarm bells to our economic calendar, providing evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to stop it. This month's number, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time Friday morning, and is expected to show inflation in May continues to grow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The armed man arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is telling investigators he planned an attack as a way to give his life a purpose. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the man was radicalized by the Democratic Party.
That is a lunatic following through on the deranged rhetoric from elected Democrats.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Phones are open here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining me tonight, it's Ian, Matt, and Joa. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Coming up here tonight, Joa, you wanted to talk about a guy named Ryan Kelly.
Yes.
So, who is that?
So he was running for gubernatorial candidate in... Was it Michigan here, I think? Yes, in Michigan.
And he got arrested?
And he was arrested by the FBI on Thursday, so today, and charged with several misdemeanors over his alleged participation in the pro-Trump protest, Capitol Hill, January 6th, you know how it goes. You know, they're taking them all down, you know? This came after, hours before the Democrats kicked off a congressional hearing into the protest. So they must have, you know, found out new information during all this, and, you know, probably one of the lefty congressmen was like, "Here, FBI, might want to know this," or something to that nature. What I heard is Kelly was claiming that it was from another protest they're trying to arrest him on, but that's not true.
Convenient timing, right after he, you know, files to run for office, they snatch him up.
Yeah, they got him for trespassing, disorderly conduct, physical violence, and destruction of U.S. property during the pro-Trump protest.
What else do we need to know about this guy?
I mean, I wanted to talk about it because, you know, they're starting to take out political candidates.
Mm-hmm,
now,
sure.
It's like, that's dangerous, you know, especially someone that's so influential and, you know, they're creating new political prisoners for people.
Yeah.
For party politics or just, you know, the political agenda in general. It's like you have an opinion, you might get arrested for it now. So that's scary.
I mean, that's been around to some extent. Maybe it's getting worse now than it's ever been.
He's a governor. He's a candidate for governor. Like, he was the head running for the GOP in Michigan for that position. That's mm-hmm. huge. I like, you start doing this across the country, you're going to outrage so many people. This probably turned a lot of people.
I hope it did. I hope it did. I hope that people are so upset that they're sick and tired of the federal government and they're ready to say goodbye, because, I mean, there's no turning this around.
No. No, there never was any turning this
around.
There's
no voting your way out of this.
No.
No, and there's no incrementalism. It's not. There's not going to be slow creep back to whatever you thought was before. It's always going to be a downhill slide. This is the collapse.
You think so? This is finally the end of the empire? Are we there?
It's a big empire.
Mm-hmm. It might take some time.
The exact end. I think the term "end" is kind of a subjective.
How will we know? How will we know that the end has happened?
It's already done.
This is a personal, sort of battle to believe it or not. And if you remember going back when gas was $3 a gallon.
Oh yeah.
You were saying to yourself, "Oh my God, you know, things are hitting the fan." And then, you know. Like, it's never going to stop. Well, it's not stopping. Are you going to believe it now? Because now it's $5 a gallon.
Yeah. I think you could really put a pin in the end of America as it was, as we all, you know, as a classical liberal, as a constitutionalist maybe might think of America as. It's probably over with the Act of 1871, you know, Reconstruction and all those times right after the Civil War was fought. United States was kind of ended, and they reconstructed into something that really didn't.
Okay, but what about this America? When is this one going to be ended?
They're gonna slow kill it as long as they can.
Sure, they're going to print out trillions of dollars, and they're going to milk as much value out of the people's savings as they possibly can. That's what they're in the process of doing right now.
Uh-huh.
But when will we know that it is finally crumbled, that it is over?
Maybe it's
I think it's an individual decision. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's going to have a different opinion on that.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, as far as I'm concerned, it's already done. It's done. It's over with.
You know, it's like you hear from so many people. You go out in the public and they go, "Oh, this dollar's worth a lot less now." And like, yeah. And it's, you know, everyone knows that the dollar is worthless.
That's true, but they haven't given up on the government yet. They still, I mean, remember, it was just four months ago or 5 months ago that we had the New Hampshire independence hearings here in New Hampshire, and the state house voted, only 13 out of 400 state reps voted to not even just table the bill, let alone, they didn't even vote on the bill. They just voted, "Hey, don't put it on the table," and the rest of them, 380-something or whatever, voted, or 360 or something like that, because not all of them were there that day, voted to table the thing. They didn't even want to talk about it.
Right. Well, like, you could put this applies to pretty much anything. Like, well, the leftists, right, they're anti-gun. No, they're not. They're very much pro-gun.
In their hands.
But, yeah, well, not just, they don't really want it in their hands.
They want the government agents.
But they want the government agents to have them to, you know, enforce it. So they're not anti-gun.
No.
They're very much pro-gun and misfires. Because, you know, these cops get away with it all the time of, you know, killing people, especially if they're going to start doing gun raids. You know, these people are not going to give up their guns. They're going to be shooting back. I'm not encouraging, you know, violence. But, like, life, liberty, and property, you start taking these things from people, you'd be stupid enough to be a cop at this point.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I wouldn't want to be a cop right now.
Getting harder and harder to find new recruits.
I'm sure I've heard that, too, and I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. And I've thought, you know, in the past, from my experience, that cops are fairly psychopathic type people on a personal basis.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're talking about a 40% spousal abuse rate, right? So these are probably not people with their heads screwed on right in the first place. And to, you know, I don't think they're very valuable people in our society.
They definitely don't know their oath to the Constitution. They don't know
say the very least.
They barely know what the First Amendment is. Free speech. No, there's five things to the First Amendment, you know? Freedom of religion, freedom of the position, freedom of speech, freedom of press.
Right to redress.
Right to redress grievances.
Yep.
Freedom of press. And, you know, they don't care. They only know, like, oh, yeah, freedom of speech, I heard that before.
You know, it's like, no. And then, like, you know, they barely know the Fourth Amendment at this point because, you know, the Supreme Court has ruled that they can touch you and frisk you and search you because of, you know, suspicion. You know, they don't care. Their morals are out the window. They're getting their paycheck. That's all they care about.
That's right.
Speaking of the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, according to the New York Times, they have made it harder to sue federal officials for money in cases accusing them of violating the Constitution.
Oh.
As though it wasn't hard enough already. These bureaucrats have various different so-called immunities. And now, according to Adam Liptak at the Times, he says the owner of an inn on the Canadian border who said he'd been assaulted by a Border Patrol agent may not sue the agent for violating the Constitution by using excessive force, ruled the Supreme Court in a 6-3 vote along ideological lines, stopped just short of overturning, or rather overruling, a 1971 precedent, which was Bivens versus 6 unknown named agents, that allowed federal courts rather than Congress to authorize at least some kinds of lawsuits seeking money from federal officials accused of violating constitutional rights. But the basic message of Wednesday's decision in Egbert versus Boole was that only Congress can authorize such suits. So you can't just sue the government bureaucrats at the federal level without Congress saying it's okay.
Yeah, good luck trying to get a lot of lawsuits to get funded from Congress.
Happen.
Yeah, right.
The case was brought by Robert Boole, the owner of a bed and breakfast in Blaine, Washington. He called the Smuggler's Inn. That's a pretty cool name for bed and breakfast.
Sounds like fun. We'll go.
Mr. Boole said he had served as a confidential informant for the federal government. No, that's not cool.
Loser.
Helping agents find and apprehend people crossing the border illegally. March 2014, he told Eric Egbert, a Border Patrol agent, that a Turkish citizen was scheduled to arrive at the inn. When the guest car reached the inn, Egbert entered Boole's property without a warrant. Boole said he told the agent to leave, only to be thrown against a vehicle and then to the ground. Mr. Egbert inspected the guest's paperwork and found it to be in order. That night, the guest unlawfully entered Canada. Boole sued the agent, saying he'd violated the Fourth Amendment by using excessive force and the First Amendment by contacting the IRS and prompting an audit of Boole's tax returns. The federal trial judge dismissed the case, saying the Bivens decision did not allow the sorts of claims that Boole had pressed. And the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit reversed that dismissal, allowing him to move forward. But now the federal Supreme Court has reversed the reversal and upheld the lower court's decision that no, this guy cannot sue the federal government for their corrupt agents.
Sovereign citizens.
There's more coming up here in moments.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us and you can share your thoughts. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're in the middle of a story right now. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. This story is about a man who ran a bed and breakfast over on the Canadian border in Washington State. And his first mistake was being a snitch for the federal government.
Rule one of talking to the police.
Yep. That just brings them, it brings them into your life.
Yep.
No matter how good that McDonald's looks in front of you, don't eat it.
<That's> right. He did, though. He did. And then he decided he wanted to actually stand up for his rights at one point when an agent with the Border Patrol decided that he was just going to come around and search his property, entering his property without a warrant. After the property owner, Mr. Robert Boole, told the man to leave, he did not. He was then thrown against the vehicle and to the ground. He apparently then sued, this property owner sued the agent, saying he violated the Fourth Amendment by using excessive force and the First Amendment by contacting the IRS, prompting an audit of Mr. Boole's tax returns. However, the Supreme Court has now ruled that he had no standing to bring that lawsuit.
Shocker.
We can tell you a little bit more about that, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. I do want to say thank you, by the way, to Libertariat, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. He's helping us out with the AMPS program. AMPS is Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us. Libertarian doing Diamond Level, which is way above what we ask for. We only ask $5 a month. He's doing quite a bit more, so thank you, Libertarian, for helping us out with that. AMPS, you can go over to our Patreon to sign up for that with your favorite debit card, credit card, or PayPal account over at amps.freetalklive.com. Get some cool benefits for doing so. And once again, thank you, Libertariat, over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, Sam is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, Sam.
Yeah, I was just curious. You, Ian, and I'm not for sure who else is there with you, but how did you guys discover your purpose for activism as a libertarian, like before you decided to move to New Hampshire or anything?
It's a good question.
Sure.
You guys want to feel? We got Matt and Joe in the studio here.
Why don't you go first, Joe?
Okay.
All right. Well, I started discovering Ron Paul. And
in 2008?
2008.
Okay.
Well, it was 2007, or late 2007. Then I became a delegate for Ron Paul. I saw Ron Paul in Rhode Island, and while waiting in line, I ran into Shem and Carla, and they introduced me to the Free State Project.
Nice. And heroes.
Then I got into Free Talk Live and listened to that for a while, and then finally made the move.
Yeah, that's how I did it. You were an activist, though, before you made the move. What was it that spurred you? Was it Ron Paul that got you into becoming the activist that you are?
Yeah, that was the awakening process, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And just started, learning all the crazy conspiracies. That was literally how I started. And then I, started a YouTube channel and became, an activist and, filming cops and that sort of thing. And I always stuck to my principles,
Was there something in particular that, that you found from Ron Paul that led you to the whole police accountability movement? Remember that connection?
Well, I mean, it's been expunged. I got pulled over for smoking a little weed, and I was like, this is baloney. Like, why am I getting, shafted here? Like, no. There's something else wrong here. So I'm looking up, how to fight this and how to win. And I was like, yeah, no, it's really true. This is real. This is reality.
Then screwing people.
And I found Ron Paul in that process because he was, pro cannabis and so I was like, well, this is what I'd rather support. That's how it all started.
So it was really the police cracking down on you.
And yeah, I think that's really what made me start the awakening process.
What started the searching, and then
the rest of it. Written in the book of Joe history.
That's true for a lot of people, too. A lot of people, they have to feel the state. They have to understand what it is.
Feel that hurt first. And with me, I was just, I've always had kind of a libertarian bent. I didn't really know what that was, never even heard the word. I was a registered conservative in New York State. We have,
is there a party called the Conservative Party?
Yeah, I was raised Republican, non-Christian, or no, we're not religious or anything like that, but we're Republican. I believe in freedom, America, the Constitution, so forth. And I got into the Republican side of New York, and I realized these people aren't really, into freedom. So I said, next best thing must be conservatism, because that's closer to the right. Okay. So I went there, and I was like, these people are just a bunch of religious wackos. And I've always been interested in, conspiracy theory stuff and, UFOs and Bigfoot and all that kind of stuff. And I was on a website called Rents.com one day. And Rents.com is kind of an aggregator for all the weird stuff going on in the world at any given moment. And every once in a while, there's also a political article on Rents.com. And this is probably mid-90s. And one of the things I found on Rents.com was this guy, Lou Rockwell.
Okay.
And Lou Rockwell had been writing articles. And every time I opened one of those articles, I was like, man, this guy's awesome. Like, he thinks just like I do, this Lou Rockwell dude. And then I saw him refer to himself as a civil libertarian once. And I'm like, civil libertarian, that must be what I am too then.
Nice.
And after that, I found, very shortly after that, I found Ron Paul. Of course, Ron Paul and Lou Rockwell, very close friends.
Right.
Lou Rockwell's done a ton of work for Dr. Paul. And I think 2001, the What If speech came out by Ron Paul. And I was just like, okay. This Ron Paul guy's the man. And that was definitely the beginning of it for me. As far as New Hampshire goes, I had lost my job, and I had been sitting on a bunch of money that I had saved up, and I figured I'm just going to take the rest of the summer off. I'm watching YouTube videos, just screwing off, burning time. And I found this video where these nutty people in New Hampshire were going around a neighborhood, like this rundown neighborhood in Nashua, and it was kind of a scary place, but they were all carrying sidearms, and they were all picking up trash, and it was called Open Carry Trash Pickup with Dave Ridley.
Yeah, the Ridley Report.
The Ridley Report, and I was watching tons of Ridley Report, and I was like, man, these guys are awesome. These guys are freaking great. That's such a good idea. You got these old people sticking their heads out the door saying, oh my God, send those armed men, what are they doing? Oh, they're picking up the garbage on my yard? Thank you.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Ron Paul, I would never have discovered Dave Ridley. And then I got big into Dave Ridley.
Yeah, Dave Ridley's the one that got me to...
He's done a lot.
He has. He's the one that got me to New Hampshire for sure. And what I didn't realize...
Is Dave Ridley the one who makes Liberty Block?
No. That's Alu Axelman.
Alu Axelman, different guy.
Oh,
also great.
I was thinking of for a second.
Have you heard of Bitcoin Gandhi? Last year, he walked in support of the Crypto Six from Keene to Concord.
Amazing activism.
Yeah.
That's Dave Ridley, and he has the best. Dave Ridley perennially has the best activism.
Yeah, just year after year, he's one of the busiest.
He really is.
Most consistent.
Yep.
He doesn't burn out. He just keeps on
it. He's always done it, and he's a great guy.
Yeah. So it was Ridley Report. That's what clued you in.
Yeah.
And then you ended up coming. I remember meeting you at the Nightcap back in like 2011.
That's right. I rode my motorcycle up from New York just to check it out. And I actually I met Pete Ayre.
And from copblock.org.
From copblock.org. And I actually I was like, what's up with this dude? Why does he have a picture of Henry Kissinger on his shirt and it says enemy of the state?
Yeah.
And it was Murray Rothbard. Yeah. And I would come to know that's Murray Rothbard. I would end up reading a bunch of Rothbard. I was like, oh, okay, enemy of the state. I get it. But I thought it was Henry Kissinger. But I didn't understand Pete Ayre at first because he had Henry Kissinger on his
shirt. How long was it after you visited?
2 years.
Yeah, sure. You made the move.
Yeah. I actually planned on 2015. It was 2011. I set a goal for 2015 to make a move. I ended up getting an opportunity in 2013, so I jumped on and I was 2 years early.
Okay. Sweet.
Yep.
And it's been a good almost decade now.
I can't believe it.
Wow. So that answers their questions, or your questions, Sam. My story, I'll try to keep short. I was in Florida. I found the Harry Brown campaign for president in the year 2000. He was the Libertarian Party's campaign candidate for 1996 and 2000, and his book, Why Government Doesn't Work, was instrumental for me. I mean, I was already somebody who didn't like to be told what to do, like from birth, basically, and that just solidified everything for me and why government was so bad. Really well-written book. In fact, he was a great author. He wrote How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, which a lot of people swear by. Really great candidate, too. Probably the last great candidate that the Libertarian Party has had.
Mm-hmm.
They really haven't had a really good one since the year 2000. And he brought me into the party. I'm a Harry Brown Libertarian. I got active in Florida and did a bunch of outreach and didn't get anywhere. I mean, I was reaching people. I was finding Libertarians, but they couldn't be activated to do anything.
Right.
And so when I heard the idea of the Free State Project, I thought, well, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, let's go.
I came up for the recount back in 2008, and learned more about the Free State Project that time when I came up, and you know, met Beverly Harris and the Hacking Democracy. That, you know, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's I've been involved for 12 to 14 years.
We'll bring Sam back and see what he has to say about all this here in.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.